All right, at 7:10, it's your next chance to get into our exclusive Make the Switch party on the high seas. Also, today's brand new phone tap. I think I may have met the most psycho person on the planet. Gonna tell you about it at 7:10. It's moving.
Hey, I am a wild one taming now. Running with wolves and I'm on the prowl.
All the hits.
Moving 92.5.
Moving 92.5.
Win your way into Brooke and Jubal's Make the Switch party now.
Call 1-866-MOVING-925.
There you have it. Call us. It's the only way to get in. Now we're going to talk about the phone tap today at 7:20. It's a brand new phone tap. I think I've met the most psycho person ever yesterday.
That's
when I did this phone tap.
That's saying a lot for you,
really?
Too, with the women in your life.
Normally, it's me kind of being an a-hole to people on the phone and to get them going. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to do any of that for this person.
So what was the premise? Or who set this person up? That's who I want to know first.
So it's like a little league thing, and the parents got together because apparently she's a real hothead. So they just told me she's a hothead, so I called up and tried to be, you know, like relaxed and everything else, and she flips out. This is one of my favorite clips from the phone tap.
I remember you're the scrawny little asshole whose son couldn't hit a ball if it was stuck in his face.
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
She is Little League's worst nightmare.
Yeah, jeez. Dude, she's one of those parents that you read about, like, choking an umpire or something.
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
I played Little League for a long time. There is always that parent that gets way too into it and lives vicariously through their kids.
That was my dad. Okay. That was my dad. I think I was having flashbacks of, like, talking to my dad while I was talking
to this
woman.
Like, trying to calm him down.
Yeah.
We'll try to have your dad as your coach. Okay?
I've had my dad as my coach.
It's horrible.
It sucked.
And you never fight as much as when your parent is your coach.
My dad kicked me out of a game once.
Oh, wow.
He gave me a red card and kicked me out of a game.
I bet That's you bad. Deserved it.
I did try to kick another kid in the face. So,
but
we're family. You're not supposed to kick me out for
nepotism,
that.
Nepotism, come on.
Yeah. My dad's always hardest on me. Yeah. I try to kick kids in the face.
All right, at 7:20, you're going to hear the phone call. Trust me, stick around. This lady is psycho. Absolutely nuts. 7:20, it's your phone tap, your brand new phone tap. It's phone taps on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.
Without you.
At 92.5.
Meet Katy Perry at her private pool party in LA.
Just like Movin' 92.5 on Facebook.
And now I have a payphone.
It's another Jubal phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Movin' 92.5.
Hello? If the little f***ers had hit the f***ing ball once in a while, maybe we wouldn't have this issue.
I like you, Kathy.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
I came to dance, 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 dance. Like it's dynamite.
Moving 92.5.
Win your way into Brooke and Jubal's Make the Switch party.
Coming up at 8:10.
Tonight.
Oh, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Boseman.
See y'all new Brooke and Jubal in the morning. I'm moving 92.5. No, we haven't changed music formats.
This would be awesome, though.
I wish.
Next up, Buddy Holly.
Again, when you hear this, it's time for listener email. We got a couple of emails into our email address. This one is from Tiffany in Federal Way. She says, hey, guys, my best friend's birthday is coming up, and we want to bar hop with my girls and do it big time.
Yeah. Hello.
Holla.
Hopefully make out with hella guys.
Totally support that.
Not a problem there. Mm-hmm. One problem, two of my friends are bigger girls, and I'm worried they might kill our game. Should I be concerned? And if so, how do I ditch them in a nice way?
You don't, Tiffany.
If they're going to kill your game, ditch them.
Tiffany's
and how do you
an
ditch...
a-hole.
Well,
no, she's not.
She's worried about making out with hella guys, okay?
But why would a guy would be happy? I mean, by comparison, Tiffany is going to look hotter if she's standing next to one of her bigger friends.
I would think you would want them around for sure, you know?
I mean, I if know. I'm going to go the shallow route, that's the way.
Tiffany,
that's what happens,
keep
right?
them around because you'll look better next to them.
Because friends last longer than guys.
Not if they're a big friend and they're going to kill your game. Okay?
She is starting a road to karma that is going to end up where she's 40 and 400 pounds and living with three cats.
A dude that she meets on her birthday weekend. So if she ditches her big friends that are going to kill her game.